Hallelujah. May peace be with everyone.
Hallelujah. 愿大家平安。
Tonight the topic is the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
今天晚上要与大家分享的题目是智慧和启示的。
If I ask you, why does God give us the Holy Spirit?
如果我问你神为什么要给我们圣灵？
I think most people will quote to Ephesians chapter 1.
我想可能大家都会想到以弗所书第一章。
Verse 14.
第14节
Let's turn to Ephesians 1:14.
我们一起翻到以弗所书第一章十四节。
1:14.
一章十四节。
Let's read.
我们大家一起读。
Who is the first installment of our inheritance in regard to the redemption of God's own possession, the praise of His glory? Most people immediately say, "Holy Spirit is a guarantee of our inheritance."
大家就会说，圣灵就是得天国基业的凭据。
It's just like a deposit.
就像这个证据一样。
If God give you the Holy Spirit, that means in the future you can go to heaven.
如果你手上拿着圣灵，以后就可以进天国。
Oh, that's very true.
这是真的。
So when we were young, we were brought up in the church. We were told to pray very hard for the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们小时候在教会里面长大，我们就会被大人教导说要努力求圣灵。
Once you got it, you think, "Oh, I'm safe. I have a guarantee. We have got a ticket to heaven."
只要你一得到圣灵，你就觉得心里充满安全感，我有了天国的门票。
Most people would then stop praying very hard.
接下来你就是开始懒懒散散的祷告。
And then all other people don't have Holy Spirit, they have to pray harder.
那其他还没有求到圣灵的人，你们继续加油吧。
But the Holy Spirit is not just for us to know there's a guarantee that we can go to heaven.
但是其实圣灵不只是这样，是一张门票让我们进天国而已。
Paul, following has a very important prayer.
我在这里提到还有更重要的祷告。
Let's read verse 17.
我们来读第十七节。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
Let's read.
一起读。
That God,
求我们
of our Lord Jesus Christ,
基督的神
the Father of glory,
荣耀的父
will give you a wisdom,
将那赐人智慧和
启示的灵
赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
Him. Paul told us, getting the Holy Spirit is not just a guarantee to heaven.
保罗教导我们，得到圣灵不只是得到一张进天国的门票。
Actually, the Holy Spirit is a spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
其实圣灵是那智慧和启示的灵。
Then you can truly know Him.
让你们可以真认识神。
Let me ask you, do you truly know God?
让我问一问大家，你真的认识神吗？
You may say, "Yeah, I know Him. There's a one true God. It's Jesus Christ."
你可能会说，哦，我认识他是独一真神，他是主耶稣。
Do you truly know him?
但是你真的认识他吗？
Just like I ask you, do you know me? He said, "I know, yeah, Pastor Timothy."
就像我问你认不认识我，你说，哦，我知道你是杨传道。
Every month you'll be here one time or two times.
大概每个月我会看到你一两次。
Yeah. Do you truly know me?
但是你真的认识我吗？
Do you know what I'm thinking?
你知道我头脑在想什么吗？
Do you know what I like, what I dislike?
你知道我喜欢什么，不喜欢什么吗？
Do you know what's my plan?
你知道我下一步的计划是什么吗？
Do you know my character?
你知道我的个性吗？
Of course, unless you spend a lot of time with me, then you don't truly know me.
当然，除非你跟我花很多时间待在一起，要不然你其实不太认识我。
We human, why we can understand each other?
为什么我们人跟人之间是能够认识、深入交通的呢？
Because our human spirit, we can understand each other.
因为我们人跟人之间有一样的灵。
But a dog, a cat.Or animal cannot understand fully.
但是一只狗要真的认识我们全部是很难的。
Maybe they can understand our emotion a little bit.
可能它可以接住我们一点点的情绪。
But definitely, a dog cannot understand the sermon that I'm talking right now.
当然，一只狗它没有办法明白我现在在讲的是什么。
Because our spirits are different.
因为我跟狗的灵是不一样的。
Now, if you try to understand God, it's very difficult.
所以今天我们如果要真认识神，其实有点难度。
Because God is spirit.
因为神是灵
and our spirit is his spirit is very different.
而人的灵跟神的灵是很不一样的。
Our level is much lower.
我们的层次比他低非常多。
So how can we understand God?
那我们要如何明白神呢？
Truly know him.
真正的认识他。
Unless you have his spirit.
除非你身上有他的灵。
So after he's given his spirit to you, then you can truly know him.
所以当他降下他的灵给你之后，你才有机会真正认识他。
So after getting the Holy Spirit, our goal is to strive our best to truly know God better and better and deeper and deeper.
所以当我们认识我们得到圣灵之后，我们下一步就是想要来求能够真正的来认识神。
So Paul said, God's Spirit is a spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
所以保罗在这里教导我们，神的灵就是智慧和启示的灵。
First, let's talk about spirit of wisdom.
第一，我们先来提到智慧的灵。
What is the definition of wisdom?
到底智慧的定义是什么？
The world tells us, if you are wise, then you are smart or you are very intelligent.
智慧呢，在世人来看就是很聪明。
But wisdom doesn't equal to IQ.
但是呢，智慧又跟智商不同。
Doesn't equal to your knowledge or your degree.
这个智慧又跟你读多少书也没什么关系。
It's not being smart.
也不是很聪明。
What is the definition of wisdom?
那到底智慧如何定义呢？
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10.
我们来翻到箴言第九章第十节。
Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10.
箴言第九章第十节。
Let's read.
我们大家一起读。
9 verse 10.
第九章第十节。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. He said the fear of the Lord is wisdom.
这里教导我们敬畏神就是智慧。
If you do not know God, if you do not fear God, you have no wisdom.
如果你不认识神或者是跟神不熟，那你就没有智慧。
So wisdom is about how much you know God and how much you can please Him.
所以智慧就是你认识神多少，还有你可以取悦神多少。
And you can always make the decision that God will like it, then God will bless it.
而且你做的决定永远都是顺着神的意思来做的。
If you have this wisdom, then you can please God.
如果你有这样的智慧，你就能够得到神的喜悦。
Well, in the society, so many people are so smart.
现在社会上有很多很聪明的人。
Including those who have high IQ.
特别是那些有高智商的人。
Look at the billionaires or very smart businessmen or politicians.
或是那些亿万富翁做生意的人，政治家。
Celebrities.
或者是艺人明星。
Famous people.
很有名的人。
They are all very smart.
他们都很聪明。
But sometimes you look at their life, it's a mess.
但是有时候你看他们的私生活是非常的混乱。
Their marriage are broken.
婚姻破裂。
They have committed a lot of corruption.
而且有很多很丑陋的事情。
Some of them, they have a lot of personal struggle and problem.
而且个人的挣扎还有问题不小。
Maybe addiction.
可能是成瘾的问题。
So, they are scandal.
还有丑闻。
So all of this because they do not have spiritual wisdom.
为什么会有这些事？就是因为他们并没有属灵的智慧。
So the true definition of wisdom is to know God, to truly fear God.
所以真正智慧的定义就是来认识神并且敬畏神。
So, how can a person fear God?
那一个人要如何能敬畏神呢？
If he's always filled with the Spirit of God.
如果他常常都跟着圣灵走。
Day and night when he will think, oh, is my action pleasing to God or not?
在他心里在思考的时候，他就会想，我下一步这样做会让神得到喜悦吗？
So, the Spirit will give you true wisdom to follow him.
所以圣灵会让你有真正的智慧来跟随神。
So that is the first part about being wise.
这就是第一步，要成为智慧人。
So the Bible said, if you always pray filled with the Spirit, you will always make good and wise decisions.
所以圣经教导我们，如果我们常常祷告，我们就有机会成为一个照着神旨意来做选择的人。
For example, sometimes you choose a job.
譬如说，你现在要选一份工作。
Oh, this job maybe the boss give you a better pay.
可能这个工作呢，老板给你的薪水不错。
But you cannot go to church on Saturday.
但是
on Sabbath.
但是安息日没办法去教会。
That job paid much less.
那另外一个工作呢，他的薪水比较少。
But very stable.
但是很稳定。
Every Friday night you can go to church. Every Saturday you can go to church. You can serve God.
每个礼拜五晚上跟安息日，你都可以到教会来敬拜神、服侍神。
Now how do you choose?
那你接下来要选哪一个呢？
If you not choose by the Spirit.
如果你没有顺从圣灵来选，
you just look at the perspective of this work, how much pay, how much career opportunity.
你就开始定睛在这个工作它的成效多少，它的收入多少。
And then you just choose that one.
你就选择那个可以让你好好表现的工作。
You think, it doesn't matter. I don't go to church. I just ask God for a leave.
你就想说，一阵子不去教会没关系，我跟神请个假就好了。
That is a very good career chance.
那个会让我成为一个很好的发展的事业。
Well, if you use worldly wisdom to choose it,
如果你是用世上的智慧来选择，
then you will not fear God too much, and then you will just go on that way.
那你心里就没有敬畏神，并且慢慢走向那条道路。
At the end, you'll pay the price.
最后你会付上代价。
Because you'll be further and further away from God.
因为你会离神越来越远。
But if you have the spirit of wisdom,
但是如果你有 圣灵的智慧。
You don't look at things according to the worldly perspective.
你不会用世上人的眼光来看事情。
You turn down that so-called better job offer.
你会选择另外一份比较稳定的工作。
Because you think that throwing away my life and then risking my spiritual life doesn't worth it.
你会觉得走上一条要冒自己灵性生命的这个险的路呢，其实不太值得。
If I get more career advancement, but I can further and further away from God.
就算我在事业上发展越来越好，但是我离神越来越远。
What did I get?
那最后我到底得到什么？
Maybe after a few decades, I'll retire as a CEO, but maybe at that time my faith has already been lost.
就算几十年之后我成为公司的总裁，但是我的灵命已经死掉了。
Maybe after I've been so far away from God, I have commit sin.
可能我离神越来越远，最后我就犯了罪。
So I better choose a stable one, but I can go to church and serve God.
所以我最好选择那个比较稳定、薪水比较少，但是可以来聚会的工作。
If you don't have the spirit of wisdom, you will not choose that way.
所以如果你没有圣灵的智慧，你是不会选择这条路的。
But because you go with the world.
因为你会跟着世人走。
But if you have the spirit of wisdom.
但是你如果有属灵的智慧，
you will always choose what fear God means.
你就会选择一条敬畏神的道路。
I don't have to think about my future. I just want to fear God, follow His command.
我不用自己计划将来，我只要现在遵循神的诫命就可以。
And then you'll find out that after you fear God, God bless you even more. God take care of you even more in all the aspects of your life.
结果在你这样选择之后，你却发现神大大的祝福你的路，然后让你引导到更好的路上。
You may not be rich, you may not be super successful in people's eyes.
你可能不会像别人看起来非常成功或是非常有钱。
But you will make it to heaven.
但是最后你可以进天国。
So there is called the spirit of wisdom, making choice that we can fear God.
那就是属灵的智慧，让你选择一条敬畏神的道路。
Second, point about spirit of wisdom. What does wisdom mean?
那再来，保罗也提到智慧到底是什么呢？
Wisdom is to change our original character.
智慧就是改变我们原来的个性。
With the spirit of wisdom, he'll let you to see the flaw of your own character and help you to change.
圣灵会教导我们看见自己个性上的缺点，让我们来改变。
Let's read James chapter 3.
来，我们来看雅各书第三章。
James chapter 3 verse 13. To 14 to 15.
第三章13节到15节.
James chapter 3 verse 14 to 15.
雅各书第三章14节到15节.
1, 2, 3. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not be arrogant, so lie against the truth. 15. The wisdom is not that which comes from above, but earthly, natural, and demonic. Here the Bible tells us there are two kinds of wisdom.
这里圣经教导我们，其实智慧有两种。
One kind is called the wisdom from the earth.
一种是属地的智慧。
What does the wisdom from the earth tell us?
那属地的智慧是什么呢？
Jealousy.
就是嫉妒。
When others are better than you, you feel jealous.
当别人比你更好，你就嫉妒了。
Well, selfish ambition.
心里有纷争。
You always think about yourself first.
你从来都只是想到自己。
And arrogant.
还有自大。
When you're better than other people, you're arrogant. You want to boast.
当你比别人更好，你就想要让别人知道你是最好的。
And sometimes you lie about things.
有时候你会说谎。
And then this is not a wisdom from heaven; it's from the earth.
所以这些智慧都不是从上头来的，而是地面的。
And then verse 15 tell us. Verse 16 tell us.
那第十六节告诉我们。
Oh, when you have the earthly wisdom, or you claim to be smart, you try to fight, and then you can get is disorder, chaos, and then all this kind of division.
那当你有地上的智慧的时候，你就想要去告诉别人你是最厉害的，结果到处都有纷争，还有嫉妒。
Like people play politics.
就像外面的人在玩政治手段。
Fighting for their own gain.
他们想要得到自己想得的利益。
Or their character is very strong.
他们的性格都非常的强势。
Strong minded, strong view.
有很强势的眼光，很强势的手腕。
Well, sometimes because we get used to the world so much that we think that, oh, being smart, being successful, you have to have this quality.
有时候我们跟世界上的人待在一起太久了，我们以为要成为聪明的人就必须要跟他们做一样的事。
In a relationship, you think that I'll be stronger than my husband, dominate him so that he will listen to me.
那在一段关系当中，你就以为你必须要比你的另外一半更强势，你才可以控制得了他。
But the Bible tells us these are not the true wisdom.
结果圣经告诉我们，这些都不是真智慧。
Maybe this is our original character.
也许这只是我们本来的个性罢了。
But this is not what the Holy Spirit, what God wants us to be.
但这却不是神还有圣灵要我们做的事。
What is the Holy Spirit want us to be?
那到底圣灵要我们怎么做呢？
Verse 17.
我们来看第十七节。
Verse 17。
第十七节。
Let's read again.
一起读。
1-3。
唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平、
peace loving, gentle, reasonable,
full of mercy
and
good fruits,
impartial and free of
hypocrisy.
Here tell us the wisdom, the spirit of wisdom will change a person's characteristic.
这里告诉我们，从上头来的智慧会改变一个人的个性。
Because we have sin, we have sinful nature.
因为我们人有罪性。
So, arrogant, jealousy, strong-minded, strong word, and then selfish is our original default character.
所以那些自大、自私，还有总是想到自己、想要嫉妒别人，都是从罪性来的。
Or we say things, we hurt others. This is our default character.
我们一开口，我们就伤了别人，这就是我们个性的缺点。
However, Holy Spirit want to change us.
但是圣灵想要改变我们。
So、if you have the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom, you see what you're lacking, and the Holy Spirit will change you.
所以，如果你有上头来的智慧，你就会想看，你就会看见自己性格上的缺点，然后来改变。
There was a sister.
有一个姐妹。
She is very upset about her husband.
她对她丈夫非常不满。
Why?
为什么
？Because her husband is not working very hard, does not earn a lot of income.
因为她丈夫呢不是很能干，也没有赚很多钱。
Secondly, her husband's character is not very nice.
那再来是她丈夫的个性也不是非常温柔。
Oh, the husband always has bad temper and also say strong words.
常常讲话都很大声，也很伤人。
And also sometimes will complain about the wife.
然后也会抱怨太太。
And he doesn't know how to be gentle and talk smoothly to please the wife.
这个先生不晓得该怎么说一些温柔的话来让太太开心。
And a husband has some bad habits.
然后也有一些坏习惯。
Like smoking.
像抽烟。
And because the husband is not a believer yet.
那因为那时候他丈夫还没信主。
Sometimes he comes to church, but not doesn't want to get baptized.
有时候会跟着太太来教会，但是从来不想受洗。
So after a while, this sister, the wife, got really upset about the husband.
所以过一阵子之后，这个太太对丈夫就非常的不满。
She thinks she made a wrong decision to marry this man.
她觉得她嫁错人了。
She want to get out of this marriage.
她想要离婚。
She want a divorce.
她想要分开。
But she knows that the husband didn't commit adultery. She cannot divorce him.
但是她知道先生没有犯奸淫，她其实是不能离婚的。
So he was very pain. She was very painful.
所以她心里很痛苦。
She always pray that God change the husband. God get me out of this trouble.
她一直向神祷告说，可不可以改变我的先生，或是让我能够离开这个婚姻。
At that time, she didn't have the spirit of wisdom.
那时候她还没有属灵的智慧。
Even though she had the Holy Spirit, but she did not pray for wisdom.
即使她有圣灵，但是她从来没有为这个上头的智慧来祷告。
But one day, a holy worker talked to her.
有一天，神的工人跟她聊天。
Sister, you have to pray for wisdom.
她跟她说，姐妹，你应该要求智慧。
You cannot just pray that God change your husband.
你不能只是祷告说神啊，改变我的先生。
He is not even a believer.
他都还不是一个信主的。
You are a believer.
但是你是一个信徒。
You have to demonstrate the love of God, the gentleness of God.
你应该先表现出有神爱的人是应该什么样子。
If your character is too strong, you will never win over your husband.
如果你的个性太强势，你从来就得不到你先生的心。
You have to pray that God give you wisdom how to change yourself first.
你要向神求智慧，改变自己。
If you change yourself, maybe you can save this marriage.
如果你改变了自己的个性，或许你可以救这一段婚姻。
That really struck this sister.
那就打中这个姐妹的心灵。
And she started to pray, okay, God, maybe I really lack wisdom. Please guide me.
她就开始向神祷告说，神啊，我真的是没什么智慧，请你帮助我。
I really don't know how to talk as a good wife.
我也不知道当一个好太太要讲什么温柔的话。
I only know how to talk strong or nagging or complaining.
我只知道要念他，要骂他，或者是抱怨。
But all this didn't work.
但是这一些我都用过了，没效的。
She started to pray more, deeper, longer, ask Holy Spirit to give her wisdom.
她就开始为自己祷告，求神能够赐给她耐心还有智慧。
After a while, her heart started to change.
结果过了一阵子，她的心开始改变了。
When her husband said something upsetting her.
在她先生说一些话伤她之后
，immediately she prayed in her heart.
她马上就在心里祷告。
She asked God to give her wisdom.
她求神赐给她智慧。
Not to talk back negatively immediately.
不是很大声马上就骂回去。
She hold back the bitterness of the bad words.
她把她心里面想要说的话吞回去。
She tried to control herself, her temper.
想要控制自己的脾气。
And then when the husband did a little bit of things positive, she encouraged him, thankful for him.
结果在先生做了一点点还不错的事情，她就开始大大的称赞他。
And she stopped talking negatively and bitterly.
她开始不说那些负面的话。
She stopped nagging.
也不念她的先生。
She stopped commanding the husband to give her instruction.
也不命令先生去做一些他要他做的事。
Okay, this, you can choose whatever you want.
他说，哦，你可以自己选你想要怎么做啊。
I'm going to church now. If you like, you can come, but up to you.
我现在要去教会，你自己决定你要不要跟我一起去。
Oh, the husband started to realize her changing.
那先生就开始感受到太太变得不一样。
Oh, at the beginning, he thinks that, oh, what happened to my wife?
刚开始他只是很好奇的说，奇怪，我太太怎么了？
Is there something wrong with her? Is she sick or something?
她是生病了还是怎么了？
But after a while, he realized she does change.
结果过一阵子，他真的发现，哦，她改变了。
And the husband started to change a little bit first.
那丈夫就开始改变一点点。
Oh, and then always try to appreciate the wife.
他开始会说一些谢谢太太的话。
Willing to come to church with her even more.
也愿意跟太太来教会越来越多。
Wow, praise the Lord.
感谢神。
This marriage saved from destruction and then coming back to normal.
这个婚姻呢，就从濒临破裂的阶段来回到正常。
And later, God really touched the husband's heart.
结果后来神真的这个感动了这个先生。
The word of God is in his heart.
神的话进入他的心里。
He also received the Holy Spirit.
先生也得到圣灵。
Want to get baptized.
想要受洗。
And now, the worker of God asked the sister, how's the marriage right now?
那后来神的工人就问这位太太说，姐妹，现在你们的婚姻怎么样？
Praise God, now it's much, much better.
他说：“感谢神，现在真的好很多了。
”God saved our family.
神拯救了我们的家。
How did God save her family, her marriage?
那到底神是怎么做到的呢
？God, Holy Spirit, give this sister wisdom.
因为圣灵赐给这个姐妹智慧。
Wisdom is always about changing yourself.
智慧就是有能力改变自己。
Maybe you think that I had wisdom, but your wisdom may be earthly wisdom before.
或许你。自认为有智慧，但是其实你的智慧很有可能是地面上的。
You were bitter, you were jealous, you were arrogant, you lied, and then you just so self-centered.
可能很苦读，或是以自我为中心，或者是只是常常很自私。
So you didn't get what you want.
所以你得不到你想要的。
And your problem is deeper and more messy.
结果你就脾气越来越不好。
But the spirit of the wisdom of God, the spirit of wisdom, will change your perspective.
但是从上头来的智慧会改变你的眼光。
So to pray for wisdom.
所以你要向神求智慧。
Not only pray for wisdom in marriage or your family matter.
不是只有为了自己的婚姻而来求智慧。
Wisdom is also involved in doing holy work and with working with brothers and sisters.
如果我们有上头来的智慧，我们可以在教会里面跟弟兄姐妹一起同工。
Right. For example, if we don't have wisdom, we cause division and problem.
譬如说，如果我们没有智慧，在教会里面同工就会常常有纷争。
Yeah, maybe what you say is correct, but the way you say it is too strong.
可能你讲话的这个方向是没有错的，但是讲话的方式错。
Maybe you have good intention, but the way you deliver it, people or the attitude when you say things, people cannot take it.
可能你有很好的用意，但是你讲出来的口气就让人家无法接受。
Or maybe when you have a good point, but when other people cannot accept it, you feel so upset, you feel so uneasy.
可能你觉得你自己提出一个很好的意见，但是别人无法接受，你自己就过意不去了。
And you keep fighting until the church divided.
你就很大声的一直想要讨价还价，直到最后教会分裂了。
So all these are not true wisdom.
所以这些都不是真智慧。
It's not truly loving God.
也都不是能够得神喜悦。
So sometimes we have to take a step back.
所以有时候我们要退一步。
Don't just complain, oh, why other people do not work with me?
不要只是抱怨说怎么其他人都不跟我同工呢
？Why other people do not cooperate with me?
为什么别人都不听我的呢
？They should listen to me. I have good points.
我有很好的意见，大家应该要一起来做呀。
Actually, sometimes it's not the point, but the attitude and your heart.
其实不一定是那个意见好不好，而是我们的口气还有我们的态度好不好。
For example, even I am a preacher.
譬如说。我自己是一个传道
，But I am not the boss.
但是我不是老板。
I know in some other denomination, the pastor is the boss for sure. That's it, no argue. You're going to listen to the pastor.
我知道在有些教会呢，那里的牧师真的是老板。
Yeah, if you offend the pastor, you are out.
如果你惹到了这个牧师，你就被踢出教会。
Right, the pastor have absolute control of all the most major matters.
因为那些牧师他们有极大的权力，可以决定很重要的事情。
But not through Jesus Church.
但是对真耶稣教会来说不是这样。
Even through Jesus Church, the resident preacher is not the boss.
就算真耶稣教会里面有现在的注目传道，注目传道也不是老板。
We are the shepherd.
我们只是牧羊人。
I have to talk to a member with respect.
我要用尊敬的态度跟这个羊，还有我们的信徒讲话。
Even though I see sometimes churches, local churches or members have some weaknesses.
即使我看到有一些信徒他们很软弱。
They cannot perform. They cannot live up to the standard of Lord Jesus Christ.
他们没有办法达到主耶稣的标准。
For example, the way they come to church, whether they are on time or not.
例如说，他们来到教会的方式，或者是他们有没有准时。
Or the holy work they do, holy work, the attitude.
或者是他们做圣工的态度。
Because I travel to many churches, I know what the right church, right attitude, what is the standard means in those big churches and very high standard level.
因为我去过太多的教会，我知道在教会里面应该要有什么样的标准。
Sometimes when you go to a local church.
但是有时候来到一间教会
they are more weak.
他们很软弱
or some member they are more weak, they are weaker.
或者是一些信徒比其他人更软弱
they are not up to the certain standard.
他们是远远达不到这样的标准
I cannot just go to them and say, hey, why don't you do this? Why don't you live up to the standard?
我不能直接走过去说，哎，你怎么都没有做到这些标准呢？
I know they are not up to the standard.
我知道他们没有达到这个标准
But if I directly just pinpoint it or just rebuke it, just scolding them like a supervisor scolding the subordinate.
但是如果我直接走到他的面前，像老板、像主管这样对他训话的话
，then maybe they are not edified.
他们就得不到造就。
Maybe they say, okay, I don't want to do it anymore.
他们就说我不做。
Okay, if this is the part, I'm not up to the standard. Okay, you find someone else.
如果我达不到你的标准，那你找别人吧。
If the food I cook is not good, maybe you find someone to cook it.
如果你觉得我煮的饭不好吃，那你找别人煮吧。
Right? Oh, you say it's no taste. Okay, you cook it.
你说这个菜没有味道，那你自己煮吧。
Oh, you say, man, I play the piano, I play very nice, not nice. Maybe you find someone else to play.
如果你说我弹琴弹得不好，那你找别人弹吧。
If everybody say I quit, then what do you do?
如果每个人都说他辞了不做了，那我们该怎么办
？Of course, they are not supposed to say I quit.
当然，他们不能随便就说我不干了。
But some people just are weak spiritually.
但是有些人的确是比较软弱。
So that's why, even though you have to.Correct them, even though you want to remind them, you have to have wisdom.
所以就算你想要纠正他们或者是提醒他们，你也要用智慧来提醒。
So sometimes when I have to talk to member, visit member before, I really have to pray really hard. God, give you wisdom, how to say it. Not just the way I want to say it, but how to bring this up.
所以常常在我要去访问之前，我都是跪在神面前，求神赐给我智慧，让我知道怎么开口去说这段话。
So that the sheep,When they listen, they can be encouraged or they can be correct with the love and the correction from Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当主的羊听到牧羊人这样说的时候，他就可以得到造就，并且愿意回到主的身边。
Because wisdom will give us strength.
因为智慧会给我们力量。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 24.
我们请翻到箴言的24章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Proverbs chapter 24, verse 5.
箴言24章第五节。
Let's read.
一起读。
Verse 3.A wise man is strong, and a person of knowledge increases power. A wise man is strong.
一个有智慧的人是强大的。
Not the loud he talk is strong.
不是说他讲话很大声。
Or sharp and make the person embarrassed or feel bad is strong.
或者是言语很尖锐，让别人觉得很不好意思。
A wise person can know how to motivate and encourage people.
一个有智慧的人可以让人家得到动力，想要越来越好。
And motivate the whole team to serve God together.
也会让一群人得到动力，想要一起来服事神。
Now let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 1.
我们现在再翻回来以弗所书第一章。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
The second major part is the spirit of revelation.
第二段重要的。就是启示的灵。
Not only you need to ask the Spirit to give you wisdom, you have to ask the Spirit to give you revelation.
我们不只有求圣灵赐给我们智慧，还要求圣灵赐给我们启示。
Why?
为什么？
Because without being revealed, then you can never truly know God, and you cannot know the truth.
如果神没有向我们表明他自己，那我们就无法真认识他，也无法得知真理。
For example, when Paul, before he knew Jesus Christ, before he received the Spirit,
譬如说保罗在他真正认识主耶稣之前，
and he was a Pharisee,
他已经是一个法利赛人。
He knew the Bible inside out already.
他对圣经非常的熟悉。
I mean the Old Testament, when the Scripture is called the Old Testament.
那时候的圣经就是整本旧约。
But even he read it many times.
那即使他已经读熟读旧约了，
but he didn't know the main, the core message and what is hidden.
但是他却不知道隐藏在其中的核心讯息。
The Old Testament, the main theme is the Christ.
在这里面的核心讯息就是主耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ will come to the world.
主耶稣基督要从天而降。
Every book, all the major theme in Old Testament is talking about Jesus.
旧约里面每一本书的核心讯息都是谈到主耶稣基督。
But he was not revealed.
但是并没有被揭示出来。
He only have his own knowledge and wisdom and worldly knowledge and perspective when he read the Bible.
所以当保罗他在读圣经的时候，他就只有用自己的这个单方面的想法来读。
So even though he know the scripture, but he was very proud.
所以他虽然熟读旧约，但是他很自大。
He cannot accept Jesus.
他没有办法接受基督。
He cannot accept Jesus is the Christ.
无法接受主耶稣就是基督。
But later he was revealed.
但是后来他得到启示。
Wow, he saw everything.
他看了所有的东西。
The word reveal actually means to remove the veil.
其实启示这个字的原意就是说把这个遮盖去除。
For example, you can imagine, right? Just like a lot of Middle East, a lot of women wear the veil covering her whole face.
就像现在中东很多女人啊，她们被这个帕子盖住。
Only the little eyes, only the eyes, you can see them, right?
我们从外面只看得见眼睛而已。
You don't know whether she look ugly or beautiful.
你也不知道她长相如何。
It's difficult only see the eyes.
你很难，因为只看得见眼睛。
But if you remove the veil, you see the whole face of the picture.
如果你把这个幔子、这个帕子揭开，就看得见了。
God, His truth, His will is hidden.
神的启示还有他的旨意是被盖住。
The Bible was written in the language that we understand, English or Chinese, whatever your language you use.
我们手上的圣经其实就是我们熟知的语言。
Every word you can pronounce.
每一个字你都读得出来。
Every word, every letter you know.
每一个字母你都认识。
But a lot of people read Bible, they say, I don't understand what it's talking about.
但是很多人读圣经，他们说我不知道这里面在讲什么。
Some people say, yeah, a lot of story, but what does it to do with me?
那很多人说，哦，这里面好多的故事，但是跟我有什么关系呢？
Well, Paul said, that's why you need God to reveal himself to you.
所以保罗说，我们这样才需要神的启示。
If God did not reveal to you, you cannot understand God.
如果神没有给我们启示，我们就不知道神。
Well, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
我们请翻到以弗所书第三章。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 4.
以弗所书三章四节，
read.
一起读。
By referring to this, when you read, you can understand my insight into the mystery of Christ. Why?
五，这奥秘在
which in other generation was not made known to mankind,
如今借着
圣灵， and it has now been revealed to his holy apostle and prophet in the Spirit. He said there was a mystery hidden since the beginning of the world.
这里讲说有从创世以来就隐藏着的奥秘。
What is that mystery?
到底那奥秘是什么？
How can human be saved?
就是人类要如何得救？
How can he call back to God?
人类要如何回到神身边？
It was all hidden.
就是隐藏的。
Just like some treasure is hidden somewhere.
就像有一些珍宝是隐藏起来的。
If you don't have the map,
如果你没有地图，
If you don't have the instruction to get there, you'll never find.
没有寻宝图，你永远找不到那个宝藏。
But Paul said it was revealed to the prophets and apostles in the spirit.
但是保罗告诉我们，这奥秘被隐藏，然后后来被使徒他们所揭示。
The same Bible, the same Word of God, but without a Spirit, you cannot understand the main point.
你虽然读得明这一本圣经，但是你无法懂里面在说什么。
That is the light of the Spirit.
就是圣灵的光。
That's why today, when you prepare a sermon.You cannot just go online or ChatGPT or Google. Oh, I give you the topic, you write everything for me.
所以你今天在准备道理的时候，你不能只是打开你的人工智能这个软体，叫它帮你准备讲章。
Of course, nowadays some people say, oh, preparing sermon is much more easier. I just ask the AI, and then I give him a topic, 3 points, and then, oh, so nice, so perfectly written.
啊，我知道现在有人准备道理，他说哦，现在已经轻松很多，因为他只要给一个题目，叫这个人工智能给你三个重点就可以了。
You can ask AI to give you all the information.
你可以叫人工智能给你所有的重点。
But it is not through the Holy Spirit when you talk it. You don't have the touch. You don't have the movement of the Holy Spirit.
但是因为没有圣灵在其中做工，所以当你在台上讲出来，你也没有办法触碰人的心。
Some people use, oh, I just do the Bible study. I go reference 10 reference book.
也有人说，我在查经的时候，我只要去找这些其他的资料，还有书
，or the original text，
或者是原文，好看原文的字是什么意思。
Well, you can do that. A lot of knowledge.
你可以做这些事，好像有很多的知识。
But if God didn't open your eyes，
但是如果神没有打开你的眼睛
，you didn't know what is the part that God want to talk to you。
你就不知道到底神要借着哪一段来告诉你。
So that's why today.In our daily life, we have to ask God really to reveal to us so that we can understand your word.
所以今天我们要常常在祷告当中祈求神给我们启示，才可以明白神的话。
Do you know what is the problem nowadays?
你知道现在的人最大的问题是什么吗？
First, most members do not read Bible at home.
大部分的信徒在家都是不读圣经的。
And even for the very few, they read Bible at home.
就算很少人他们在家有读圣经。
They cannot go very deep.
也没办法。去到深处。
They do not enjoy reading the Bible. They didn't see the light shining to them.
他们没办法享受读圣经，他们也看不见圣经照出来的亮光。
They say, okay, I forcing myself to read one chapter a day, but I still feel very bored.
有的人会说，我已经勉强我自己每天要读一章，但是我还是觉得很无聊。
Because you didn't see the light.
因为你没有看见其中的亮
光。You don't see the taste. You don't taste the sweetness.
你没有尝到这些字的甜味。
Because we didn't pray, because we didn't pray about it, we didn't ask the Holy Spirit to open our eyes.
因为我们并没有祷告，没有求圣灵给我们启示。
But unless you have the spirit of revelation,
但是除非你有启示的灵。
Whether you are preparing the sermon or just your daily reading scripture,
不管你是在准备讲章，或者是每天在读圣经。
You have to ask Holy Spirit today, what do you want to teach me?
你要问圣灵说：“圣灵啊，今天你要教我什么？”
Whether you're listening a sermon or you just read the Bible yourself,
不管你是听一场讲道，或者是自己读圣经
，or you just you're on a bus, you're praying to God in your heart,
或者是你正在坐公车，你也可以在心里向神祷告
，or you're facing a situation you don't know what to do,
或者是你面对一个情况不知道该怎么做
，you can ask the Spirit reveal to me what you want to teach me.
你可以向圣灵祈求说：“请你给我启示，教导我该怎么做。”
Give me a verse.
给我一节经节
or let me flip to something, or let my daily Bible reading to be giving me the answer.
或者是让我今天的读经可以在其中给我答案。
If you pray like this, Holy Spirit will reveal to you every day what you need to know.
如果你真的这样向神祷告，圣灵会每天给你答案。
Let's read Psalm chapter 119.
我们来读诗篇119篇。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
Psalm 119.119 verse 18.
诗篇119篇第十八节。
Psalm 119 verse 18.
119篇第十八节。
Let's read.
一起读。
Open my eyes, that I may behold wonderful things from your law. Open my eyes.
请你开我的眼
睛。Do you pray, Holy Spirit, open your eyes?
你有求神求圣灵开你的眼睛吗？
Most people have Holy Spirit, but they never ask the Spirit to open your eyes.
大部分的人都有圣灵，但是你有没有祈求圣灵开你的眼睛呢？
No, we didn't pray like that.
并没有。
We only pray, oh, Holy Spirit, give me strength, or Holy Spirit, help me.
我们只有求圣灵帮我这个，给我力量。
But we didn't ask Holy Spirit open my eyes.
但是我们忘了求圣灵开我的眼睛。
Open our eyes to see what?
开眼睛要做什么呢？
Behold the beauty and the wonderful things from your law.
可以看出神律法中的奇妙。
The word of God has a lot of beautiful teachings.
神的话有很多很美丽的教导。
And especially when you are in some situation, you need the guidance of the Lord.
特别是当你在一个特别的情况，你非常需要神的带领。
If God open your eyes, unveil, reveal to you.
如果神开你的眼睛，把你脸上眼前的帕子除去。
Then you feel the word of God, Jesus Christ, through His word talking to you every single day.
你就会发现神的话每天都在对你说话。
And especially in True Jesus Church.
特别是在真耶稣教会。
The Holy Spirit cannot be emphasized even more.
圣灵是 我们都已经把它讲得很明白了。
We keep emphasizing Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit.
我们一直在强调圣灵，圣灵，圣灵。
If you go to other church, they will not talk Holy Spirit that much.
去到别的教会，其实你很少听到圣灵。
First of all, they will not pray about the Holy Spirit.
第一，他们没有靠圣灵祷告。
And then they will not ask the Holy Spirit to guide their understanding of the Word of God.
他们也没有祈求圣灵开他们的眼睛，看明白神的律
法。Or maybe they think they have the Holy Spirit, but actually they don't.
或者是他们以为自己有圣灵，其实没有。
But TJC from the very beginning.
但是真耶稣教会从一开始。
Why we can have the full doctrine, the complete gospel of salvation?
为什么我们可以有完全的救恩
？Not because we have theologian or PhD graduate from very famous theological seminary.
并不是因为我们教会里面有很多的神学博士。
It's the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵。
For example, you can wonder.
譬如说，你可以想一想。
How did True Jesus Church understand the true baptism? How to conduct the true baptism?
为什么真耶稣教会知道真正的洗礼是什么样子
？It's not because we research it.
不是我们自己来查经。
One of our early workers.
是一个我们很早期的工人。
His name is called Paul Wei.
他叫魏保罗。
God chose him.神
拣选他来建立真耶稣教会。
And then he fasted. At the beginning, he fasted and prayed.
一开始他禁食祷告。
He fasted and prayed 39 days.
他禁食祷告39天。
And then the Holy Spirit told him.
之后圣灵告诉他。
Get up.
起来。
Go to the river in Beijing.
在北京的一条河。
Go to the river and get baptized.
进去河里面受洗。
Full immersion.
全身入浸。
In the name of Jesus.
奉主耶稣圣名。
In the living water.
在活水里面
，It's the Holy Spirit revealed to him to do that. It's nobody teach him.
是圣灵教他这样做，不是其他人。
At that time, they don't even know where the Bible verse says.
在那个时候，魏保罗甚至都不知道这记在圣经里面的哪里。
The Holy Spirit revealed to him, if you want to get baptized, you have to do it in the living water in the name of Jesus, head face down.
圣灵教他，如果你要得救，你就要下到水里面，全身入浸，并且奉主耶稣圣名。
And that the blood of Jesus will wash your sins away.
主耶稣的宝血就会在水里面洗净。
Later, they find out, oh, all of this teaching have Bible verse to back them up.
在后来，他们慢慢才从圣经里面发现说，哦，原来圣经里面也是这样写的。
Wow, that is because Holy Spirit and the Word and the Truth are one.
因为圣灵跟真理是一体的。
So in True Jesus Church, not because we have beautiful chapel or we have money or people are lawyer or doctors.
真耶稣教会不是因为我们里面有律师、有医生，或者是我们很有钱盖很漂亮的教堂。
No, we don't. Usually, we don't have that.
我们常常都是没有这些的。
You think this chapel is beautiful? There are many, many more chapels more beautiful than this and bigger.
你觉得这个教堂很漂亮是吗？其实有很多外面的教堂比这个教堂更美丽。
That's not the true essence of True Jesus Church.
因为这不是我们真耶稣教会的必要条件。
The precious thing about True Jesus Church is the Spirit of Revelation.
真耶稣教会最宝贵的部分就是我们有启示的灵。
So today we have to keep emphasizing that.
所以今天我们要一直强调这件事。
If you want to grow in your faith,
如果你想要在圣灵当中成长
，If you want to understand God more,
如果你想要更认识神
，You have to find time read your Bible.
你要坐下来找时间读自己的圣经。
You pray that God give me the Spirit of Revelation.
你要真的向神求那个启示的灵。
Help me understand. Help me go deeper.
让我可以明白，让我可以更深入的明白你的话。
Help me can see the wonderful thing of your word.
让我可以看出你律法中的奇妙。
Let's turn to Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6.
我们看撒迦利亚书。
Chapter 4 verse 6.
第四章第六节。
Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6.
撒迦利亚书第四章第六节。
Let's read.
我们大家一起读。
Read. Then
he said to me, 他对我说，这是耶和华
指示所发国的
万军之耶和华说。
Not by might.Not by power,
but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
Here the Lord tells, here the Zechariah, the prophet tells.
这里撒迦利亚先知说
Actually, it's said by the Lord, God Almighty.
是主耶和华亲自说
Not by might, not by power.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能
But by the Spirit.
是依靠神的灵
Yeah, the Spirit can reveal you to you, God's will, God's word, and God's plan.
神可以告诉你他的计划，他的旨意。
When you have problem, don't ask AI.
当你有问题的时候，不要去问你的人工智能。
Don't ask reference book.
不要去看参考书。
Knee down, open the Bible, pray and read.
跪下来祷告，还有打开圣经来读。
Ask some spiritual advice from real people.
向真的人来寻求属灵的智慧。
Most importantly, pray and ask God.
最重要的是跪下来问神。
God will open your mind.
神会打开你的心。
The spirit of revelation and wisdom.
会赐给你启示的灵，还有智慧的灵。
So that you can truly know him.
这样你才能真认识他。
Let's sing him.
我们一起来唱诗。
398.